Didn't we start the podcast already?
Did we? Okay, well.
Is that a cut?
See, that's the life stuff we gotta. No, but life is a little different. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, let's.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Say it. You know? Like, say it, and then I'll be like, oh, shit, this is live.
Okay, okay. Come on, Moses.
What?
Can't lag today. You good?
What'd you say? Yeah. Oh, he got it? Okay.
Welcome to the R2B podcast. On today's episode, we have Moses' hair.
All right, that's it.
And.
Dude, all f-ing live. You can't.
No, no. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Stop. Cut it.
You can't. Live.
I f-ing forgot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just stop the. Go on.
Are they saying anything?
There's no
boy. No. Just stop it. Just stop the whole stream.
Why?
Oh, my God. You didn't.
I forgot.
That's really bad.
It's too late now.
Well, he's joking.
Hank, I'll come to your house tonight and I'll break every single window you have. And if you don't have windows, I'll break your door.
Okay, we're not live. But anyways, guys, we want to do the RDB podcast in live streaming format. And we're going to start setting up for that. And that also means the podcast will stay up on YouTube after. So we're not taking anything away. We're just adding this live streaming part to it. And it's still going to upload to, you know, Apple, Spotify, whatever. But we really want to do it live just to bring you guys more in, more engagement. There's going to probably be a live chat that we could kind of answer questions or whatever we want. And I think it'll be really fun to do it live. We just got to be careful. We can't have cuts. So we can't have any cuts. Mañana.
Say tomorrow we pay in the morning. Say don't worry. Yes.
Espérame.
I'm going to buy one of those phone bags.
Tomorrow,
put your phone in it.
Yeah, lock it in.
Tomorrow morning.
He thinks by lifting his head.
Like we always do. I'll take care of it in the morning for you. First thing
he does this, but yells more.
Yeah, it's so like, Al knows. Oh, okay.
So imagine live. You can't cut shit. But because he's Sarkis is missing. Actually, he's downstairs because he's dealing with a customer for once.
Chiquito. Damn it. That's why your name is Chiquito.
He's talking to an employee. Do you really have to talk to an employee right now?
I'll tell you right now. It's the worst thing.
I know what it is. And it's going to piss me off if I know what it is.
We had a great day today, though. Beautiful. Very exciting.
I'm just going to say it. One of the employees need new tires. And that's fine. We got it. We'll get it from him.
Okay. Thank you.
But it's like the worst time they always ask for things.
Okay, thank you. Soul to that man with no hair. Okay, bye.
Jeez. But so I think we're going to go live on... We should be doing it on the next week episode. We'll let you guys know online how to watch it live, what time, what day. Maybe you guys give us some feedback. You want it on Mondays or Wednesdays, actually. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Trying to do cool new stuff at the same time. We have a lot of fresh builds coming up. We have our buddy Thatch's Spectre. That's going to look crazy. So we're excited about that. We're finishing up another Cullinan with a wide body kit on there. We have a Cybertruck in that we're putting 26s on. Yes, 26s. You guys already know somebody put 30s. We're doing 26s with off-road tires. So, pretty cool. Cybertruck is still an odd-looking vehicle, but it's cool. What else are we going on? The last YouTube episode, you saw Urus wide body. The episode before that was the crazy SF90, which let's jump right into that Carwell video that people are talking about. If you haven't seen it yet, Carwell is a cool channel. They do a lot of drag racing and stuff like that, and they're located in the UK, I think. So they get to have some of these cars before us. The Rivuoto is already out there. We're going to show you guys. Basically, there's a customer. He is part of this race. He's driving his SF90, but he also just got this Rivuoto. So two of those cars are his. And then they're also just stuck a 918 Spider in there just for the race. So all three of these are basically hybrids. So that's why they put the 918. And it was very surprising results because we still haven't seen, you know, how fast the Rivuoto is in real life. And now we get to see it in comparison to a car that we know very well, the beautiful SF90. So let's go ahead and start up the video. So as you, they're lined up. That's the owner of both cars. But SF90 of Revolto pulls ahead a little bit, and then the SF90 gains on it. But it was like half a car length at the end, I believe, that they finish here.
Wow.
Yeah, SF90 gets it a little bit, and they both beat the 918. So the customer really wants the Revolto to win over his SF90, so he's a little disappointed here. And he wants to change places so they could do it again. And then on the next race, the Revolto loses a little worse. So overall, the SF90 in real life seems to be a tad bit quicker than the Revolto. I mean, it makes sense. They're both 1,000 horsepower cars. And the SF90 is smaller, I believe, lighter. You know, the Revolto is a big V12, big car. But the sound, in this video, you could hear some of that Revolto sound. And honestly, I think the Revolto is going to be an insane car. When we start doing exhaust systems, stuff like that, it's going to be even crazier. But yeah, look at that 918. It's an older car, but it is a hypercar. But the two gentle giants beat it. SF90, man, still such an awesome car. And then, mind you, the SF90 you could tune. And it goes even faster. I'm sure Revolto, it'll happen. But also, thankfully, the Revolto launches hard now, unlike the Aventador, and it's dual clutch, so it shifts normally. It should be an overall way more comfortable car than the Aventador, which is nuts, because that car, that spaceship-looking car with 1,000 horsepower being comfortable, it's going to be a game changer. So, excited. But yeah, check it out. It's on CarWow. I wish we could do that here, but you're not doing none of those races in LA.
Nope.
What do you think?
Yeah, you can't. Very bad.
Would you take an SF90 or a Revolto?
I like the Revolto. I don't know. It's cool looking.
And mind you, we haven't hit the Ferrari V12 hybrid yet. Well, actually, we did the LaFerrari. So that's kind of... But the LaFerrari would lose terribly to those two cars.
Those are cars you never really see people like do this with.
They've done it. I think they've raced something with LaFerrari. I'm not sure. But LaFerrari is not known to be like a straight line car. The SF90 Revolto are much more thing. But yeah, Ferrari, I don't know. Maybe the next 812 V12 will be hybrid. I don't know. The Purosangue is not hybrid. It's just straight V12. Which we're still waiting for Purosangues too. The Revolto and the Purosangue took way too long to release, man. It's been teasing us for over a year. So it would be nice.
I like the purple too. That was a crazy color.
Yeah, that's a factory option color too. Oh. And here comes Starkey's. Oh. Keister.
Ryan, a Keister.
Look at him. He's like, just comes in like a fucking bulldog.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Your customer.
Oh, man. Sadly,
with the Best Buy
in this episode, we can't even talk about his car. He's breaking the podcast right now as we speak. My mic just went out for a second there.
Fucking mic is broken. You guys didn't fix it.
Anyways, we can't talk about his car because we're going to release it on Friday's YouTube episode, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even post it.
Okay, but yeah. Anyways, he already has wheels on his car. Put it on Saturday when we weren't here at work. So, yeah. For his own car, he definitely works pretty hard.
He put new wells.
Put new wells on it.
But Mono told me I needed like a 5mm spacers or 10.
I'm.
Why would you? Why?
No. He's saying it wrong. I'm not going to repeat it.
You're giving him ideas. He's going to do that.
No. That's not how it happened. I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, whatever. So we'll release it on Friday's YouTube episode. We have a little giveaway to part of this whole thing. So we can't announce it on this podcast, sadly. But yeah, let's see what happens. You like your new car?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you break it in or you don't care?
No, I did, but they told me
definitely didn't.
1,000 miles. So
what is it at now?
I punched it all the way to 165.
Jeez. So you didn't wait?
No. 165.
165? What? Really? Where, like 2-3 in the morning?
It was like around like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, at night. It has to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, never do what Sarkis does.
It was on the 118. The car was late.
In high school, we had, remember DARE to keep kids off drugs?
Yeah, yeah.
We should make
used
like,
to come to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
We used to love to get their t-shirts, remember?
Yeah, yeah. I used to rock that.
None of us here are into drugs, so that's good.
Yeah.
Family-friendly podcast. Except Hank.
No, he just does shrooms. It's different.
I quit.
Well, what's mushroom?
Mushroom. Joe. Pizza. Joe was the heaviest.
Oh,
drug
Joe wrote me too.
No. He was a supplier.
Bro, Joe wrote me. Did you got any car?
Who talks like that? Joe wrote me. What are you from jail?
No, from Instagram.
Wrote me.
Wrote me.
No, Hank does. Hank does edibles.
I don't do them anymore.
He doesn't do any drugs.
It's fine. Okay. Well, when he did, he used to text you with a gun in his hand.
There was a customer.
That's a dad?
That's a cut?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the G word's kind of, I don't know. Can you say that?
Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use the word gun.
Okay.
Because of pink gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing
wrong with using gun.
Right.
Damn. Well,
we are super busy. There's a lot of bills.
I'm tired, man.
There's a lot of bills. It's a
last
lot.
Last week was crazy.
This week was crazy.
I pushed 2 cars.
Today's crazier.
Can you imagine?
No, it's cars. Monday. I'm not tired from work. I'm just tired from kids.
No, Monday we pushed 2 cars at the body shop. That's crazy. One is done. One is almost done.
So you didn't push the last one?
No, it's because of the thing. This fucker have to do.
We have a lot of wraps again. So we have to... get them done. There's a lot of cars now for wraps.
I fucking hate wraps.
Cool when it goes smooth, but okay, how come Moses over here?
Dude, we don't do clear bras anymore?
Shit, there's 5 wraps right now. It's bad.
What do you mean?
No, like the crazy clear bras, the color ones.
I don't know, man.
It's much better, no?
It's much better.
The quality.
No, I mean most of the cars we're doing are like satin colors and stuff.
No,
like
I know,
that.
But how come we don't do like different colors clear bras? It's much like quality is much better, no?
Colorful wraps died out. We used to do a lot of cool stuff. I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
No, we do have a
book. Yeah, quality is much better.
Deep down inside, you're a great person, man. I don't care what anybody says about you. You're a good
person. Everything else sucks.
No, but that's a fucked up thing you say. I don't care what anybody says about you, but I think you're a good person. You know how bad you feel when someone says that?
They're fucked up.
I don't care what anybody here says, including Moses, but I think you're a good person.
No, Moses says good stuff about me.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I know. He only complains whenever I'm not here.
Yeah.
Are you saying Moses is two-faced?
Well, damn, bro.
No, Mono told me whenever, like...
What did I say?
Like, sometimes Moses bitch... Like, he's bitching about it on a text message about you.
Not sometimes. Every time, actually. Not well.
I've never said that to you. I don't know what you're talking
90, about. 97% of the time.
97?
Yeah. 3%. It's not 100%.
You fucked up.
Oh, man. Let's jump into some topics.
Or the app.
Oh. Okay, sure. Let's talk about the RDB app. We have a RDB app in the Apple Store and the Google Store right now, currently.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't... It's been up on there for a little bit. We just haven't promoted it.
I was the first one who had it, Apple.
Because we didn't know what to do with it exactly. We were going super complicated, and then we brought it down a little bit, made it more simple. But basically, the app is really about bringing the community together, and then also for our customers, an easy way to hit us up, and any potential leads also, because you could go on there and chat with us. There's also a forum. So if you guys didn't know, RDB really started heavily on the forums, because there was no Instagram. We were heavily forum-based, and we were posting our projects on the forums, showing updates, all that stuff. And I also grew up in the car scene on forums, on E46 Fanatics and Beamer forums and whatever. And some of those true OGs we'll see. I had a whole community around my M3 back in the day and what I was doing to it and races and all kinds of shit. So we have a forum up on the RDB app. And on the forum, we have general talk. We have car brands, so people could show off their cars. We also have a car buying tips section. So if you're trying to buy a car and you're confused, if it's a good deal or good condition, whatever, you could post there. We could talk about it. So just trying to build that community, I think it'll be fun. And then, of course, you can request a service, make an appointment, live chats, that kind of stuff. So it's going to be really cool, I think.
Our YouTube videos are posted up there too. So
yeah,
when you're on the forums, you can just watch it as well.
Yeah. And then, like I said, this is not something we're promoting heavily yet because we're trying to test the waters and add more features. We'll see. You know, we don't know what else we're going to add, but right now I love the forum and the live chat aspect of it. It's really cool. I think it could get somewhere, you know, because like I said, the forums were fun online. I would be on the forums all day, put it that way. So let's see what comes of it. Moses will definitely not know how to use it.
I gotta learn.
And Sark is, there's no girls on the app, so.
No, there will be.
Sark was, there could be, but Sark was actually one of the first ones to download it because it was on Google Play before it got into Apple because you, Apple, for giving us a hard time. It took 4 months to get on there because they wanted all this information.
Yeah.
But it was worth it, and it's on there now, and yeah, check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. RDB app, search it. You guys could find it. It's cool. Go in there, post, comment, whatever. Let us know your feedback. It'd be cool. But yeah, let's talk about this Corvette E-Ray. So Lingenfelter Performance just completed the world's first supercharged Corvette E-Ray, putting down numbers higher than a stock Ferrari. Hybrid 6.2 liter makes 655 horsepower on a stock, and with all-wheel drive and electric motor. Final numbers after the mods were 734 horsepower, 792 torque, 0 to 60 in 2 seconds flat. And the supercharger kit alone cost $35,000. Honestly, I don't give a shit about this car.
What?
Anybody else?
I don't give a fuck.
To me, Corvette, every time I see a Corvette, it reminds me of one thing. It's going to sound bad.
I know the you know it. I feel the same way. Okay. I'm sorry, but yeah.
I'm not going to say it, but if you
want a rental car?
A what car?
All of them remind me of a rental car. You know, a Corvette and a Mustang is the same to me. Well, it is the same, but they're both whatever. But like, you know what I mean? They're a rental car.
I don't know. It is what it is. This car doesn't do it for me too much. The Z06, it's cool. It just doesn't do it too much for me. I don't know.
The thing is,
if I'm going to go American, I'd rather go with like a Viper maybe. But
Viper's done.
Yeah, but I'm done. Whatever.
But yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I think I'm
sure there are some Corvette fans out there, so sorry, but you know, it's just what it is.
I'll have more drive the Shelby than this one.
Mustang Shelby, yeah. I kind of agree.
More fun.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that. But
they all look the same. They never change. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. So it is what it is. Let's move on to Mercedes 2025 AMG GT63 SE.
Shit.
All these weird cars are coming out.
What does SE stand for?
This is officially the quickest production AMG car ever produced. Ooh. So, Sarkis, you fucked up.
805 horsepower.
4 liter twin turbo V8, 805 horsepower fucking Mercedes production car.
The
wow.
Torque is 1,047.
Fuck.
They're making cars faster, but there's more cars out. There's traffic.
The fuck are you going to use these cars?
Well, we live in LA, a lot of places.
Starting price $200,000.
Oh.
Damn, that car is going to be... That's a Porsche Turbo competitor right there, baby.
Mm. I will choose a Turbo S anytime than this car. Anytime.
Too, obviously.
I'm sure.
100%.
Not even if this car faster than a Turbo S, I will still choose Turbo S.
Porsche is a different breed, man.
Turbo.
Turbo.
The slowest Ferrari ever made.
Which one? Fuck, it looks nice though.
Why have I seen this before? This is the F12 TDF prototype. Has a top speed of 15 miles per hour.
What? On limp mode? What are you talking about 50 miles an hour?
Really?
It started life as a 2014 F12, but was converted to a tester for the TDF. The TDF is the limited edition of the F12. Once there was no use for this car, they fitted it with a 15 mile per hour speed limiter. It still has a V12 and 7-speed transmission. It can't be registered for road use and has no title, but still went up for auction on Bring a Trailer for Oh, no reserve was met. It went up to 475K and nobody bought it. Why not take the speed limiter off? I don't fucking understand this.
That's what I thought too. Why not just...
Why is he shifting? Where is he going to go? Well, what would you say? Stay on first gear.
This makes no sense. And he's on the road, so he's illegally driving this vehicle.
Yeah. If we did this, did you get permission?
You're saying the van's faster?
You have permission from the government to drive this car here?
Do you own the roads?
I'm thinking about customizing the van.
Those are people's comments.
You're driving too fast.
Those are people's comments we're mocking. It's so funny. Okay.
What do you guys think? I want to fix up the van.
Shut up, man.
I'm going to change I want to change the interior. Make it new again.
First of all, can you change the rotors? Because every time we go...
First of all, fix the window that doesn't go up on the right side.
The seat too, man. Fix the seat. The seat.
The interior. Just imagine it brand new. Nice.
Why would we do that?
Why?
No, I want to do it. I want to pay for it and do it.
Why?
So it looks nice.
Fix the motor.
First, fix the Porsche.
Porsche?
I don't know. What the fuck is that?
The interior.
Oh, yeah. Because
after that, I want to make an offer for the van and try to buy it.
What the fuck?
Well, why would you... You're driving it. Just drive it.
I don't understand what's happening.
Why would you buy something?
Why would you want a $1,000 van?
It's actually worth like four. It's a good van, man.
It's a very good
$3,500 to $4,000.
Yeah, you guys destroyed that shit.
You don't think it's worth three? Look at it right now.
No.
100,000 mile Dodge Caravan, it's worth $4,500. Look at it.
I don't care what that says. I know what it looks like in real life.
Nice, it doesn't look that bad.
It's not that bad.
There's if you no accidents that, on that car.
It's a...
Yeah, no, none.
No, the truck got dented once.
Yeah, I was at a gas station.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a gas station. I'm pumping gas. The car moved forward and like hit. I'm like, and I turned. There's a guy. There's a lady in the trunk with the car. I'm like, my first instinct was like, are you okay? You know? And she was fine. And then I got pissed at the car. And it was new. We just got it. So messed up,
we
man.
Painted the trunk black.
Yeah, we had to because we had to, you know? And I went to the gas station. I mean, do you guys have any cameras? They're like, no, we don't. I'm like, then what's that? She's like, it doesn't work. It's like, great. It was, when we were in the bad areas.
That's a funny story. Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's so bad.
So yeah, you have a Carfax report on that van, bro.
Shit.
Sorry.
Does it? I think it's clean.
I don't know, bro. No, it didn't go through insurance.
Yeah, so it's still clean.
Brakes. You have a clean title.
It runs nice really good.
I'm telling you, if you fix it up a little bit, it's worth 45 to 5K. It's low miles, dude. What is it? 2000? It's very low.
It is. It's very low miles. 90 something? 90.
No. 97. It's like 2004. 2005.
No, the mileage. I think it's 90.
Oh, yeah. It's 116 right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 116. But it's a 2000.
That's a nice CD player. I used to drive that van to Vegas, man.
We took it to Big Bear. Are you taking it too far? We went all the way up in the hills of Big Bear.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Of course we did. We took it to Big Bear. We took it everywhere.
Yeah, that van has a lot of history.
Yeah, I've seen a lot, man.
We're going to get one like Clear My Valves. Black.
Clear My Valves is rich now. He only comes on Friday.
Dude, the things that van sees when we're doing rolling shots, we risk our lives. I go on opposite lanes. I do. I swear, you know, I swerve like just to get that perfect shot. It's all for Hank. So he can keep his job.
And Gabe.
Okay. All right, let's get into some videos. Ferrari 458 Speciale burns on Angeles Crest Highway. Shit. That's an expensive vehicle.
Wow. Angeles Crest, huh? That's where Sarkis fucks. Okay.
What happened?
It was an engine fire, but they don't know why yet.
No, that sucks, man.
Come on, Ferrari. Jesus.
Will he get market value from insurance?
Is it covered? What's his deductible? We can fix it.
It's a sad video. It's a sad one.
Yeah, it's not cool. Oh, no. Oh, that's not cool. What happened? They don't know.
They were all on like a cruise. And
like shops are all in the comments. I can fix her.
It's a human fixing that car, building it, putting it together. So, never know.
That sucks. That's actually sad. But we can fix it. So, yeah, the non-stop Valkyries. What does that mean? There's a bunch of them?
Yeah, look at all these.
Jeez, aren't these cars $7 million each? One. Fuck you. Two, kind of bike. Three.
Shit. The back looks crazy.
Oh, that looks so sick.
What? Last time of Valkyrie, but that's still good. That's five. That's six. How are there many rich people in the world, man? By the way, I heard the maintenance on this was something crazy. There was some crazy stuff behind this car. You have to like wear headphones to talk to each other in the car.
Why?
Like a race car.
Very loud?
Because it's loud in there.
Oh. Yeah.
That, to me, still, that's one of the sickest things ever made. For sure. Yeah.
That's insane.
I need to make more money.
How much is that car? $7 million?
I think they're like $7 million. Fuck. Pretty sure. Could be wrong, but definitely five or up. It's probably seven.
Ow. So it's like $60 million worth of cars?
More.
It's like seven of your houses. Most.
That's a lot. It's not a fucking cut.
That's crazy, man. $7 million.
Yeah, for a car. It's crazy.
Like $40 million.
If Sarkis hits the lottery, $7 million, he'll buy that.
Oh, yeah. Over that.
No.
If he won the lottery for $7 million, he'd get a $10 million car.
Yeah.
No, I will get a first SF90 payoff.
What? The first
you would pay off and you will buy an SF90, you'll pay it off.
Yeah.
And you'll be the first one to do that?
No. He meant like first thing he'll do is that.
The first, yeah, like he'll go.
Okay,
like,
so what's the second thing you'll do?
I don't know.
You know very well.
Yeah.
What? What? I was going to say something. I soul stopped myself.
Like, what are you going to do one day when it doesn't work anymore?
He's talking about your dick.
I know.
Yes.
I think like 45.
Yeah, what are you going to do after that? You're just...
Most.
You're going to use your tongue again.
Yeah, that's a cut.
Oh, come on, bro.
You're just going to get a steel rod in there so it stays on all the
time. No, I think there's an operation you do that like makes it harder. Like I think
it'd be a creepy ass old Armo man.
Oh my god.
He's gonna fuck with his nose.
What do you mean? Like when you said fuck with his nose, I thought like he's gonna get a nose job. That's a good one, Moses. He's doing it.
Ariste Aziz. Ariste.
This is he learns.
He's
this.
Saying come he said come here, sweetie.
This is he
oh, come on. Why did you have to ruin a perfect conversation?
Bro, fucking with the nose of the man. Fuck is wrong with you guys?
Oh, man. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
You can't say that next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he doesn't know.
So we're going to go live next week. We can't say
so next
stuff.
Week, yeah. We're going to go live and we really can't talk about bullshit.
What if we forget?
Yeah. It's going to be bad. Yeah. So you have to really like thing. It's bad. It's live. Like right there. Shit. People will be commenting. We're going to see it on the screen.
It's not that hard not to say stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah. Just be normal.
Really?
Yeah. Just pretend you're so you're not going to talk like that.
Holding his
just pretend you and then you'll be fine.
Hey, man, you forget it. We just go.
No, no, you have to really be like, I'm gonna put a sign there. Like,
but
we're
can
live.
They stop it or no?
No, it's there.
Fuck.
No.
So it's very dangerous. It's live, so everyone's hearing it.
It's very dangerous. You have to be really careful.
And we're gonna have a live chat. Maybe it's gonna be on, I don't know.
Whose we'll fucking idea was this?
Hopefully, it's on a smart man. Just put it that way.
Hank.
No. I said smart.
I don't qualify.
No, you qualify sometimes.
Imagine.
Gabe is probably behind it.
Gabe is
Mono.
Behind it. No, Mono. That's not my idea.
It was a joke.
Don't talk about Gabe.
Yeah. Watch your mouth.
You fucked it up?
No, he's a good guy. Leave him alone.
Oh, man. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so next week it's going to go live. So we have to be careful like what we say. That's it.
Shit.
All right.
Anyways, the
next one.
A boat to match your supercar. I've been seeing this fucking everywhere.
I was going to show you this first.
Oh, okay. So what is that?
It's the almost crash.
Near crash of the week. Here we go. This guy's stupid. I did this the most.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, shit. That's dangerous.
No.
Holy.
Oh.
He's still there.
Oh.
He flipped?
Is he alive?
Yeah. He has a helmet on.
How fast is it going? Like 50, 60?
It looks really fast.
It looks fast, but maybe it's like, oh, I don't know.
What happened?
Oh, no, he's not here anymore. Oh, no, this one was the worst. The white car?
White car.
Right there.
I mean, this guy might be dead. Might be dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you save what I sent you, or you want to save it for next week, Hank? The one I sent you is very bad.
Fuck, we're looking at this, but we've literally done almost the same thing to Moses.
Yeah, we put him in a McLaren trunk. It was on Worldstar.
We tied him to a chair and drove.
Yeah. But we weren't. Oh, this is the worst thing I've seen. I sent it to Hank right away. It's like, we got to show this.
It's not that bad.
Oh no, it's bad.
Street takeovers once again.
Oh,
it's not good. What's wrong? That's not good.
I don't understand, man. And then there's laser pointers all over your face.
It's horrible.
What do they get out of this shit? I don't get it.
Look at this. Look, it's so bad.
Oh!
How's it alive?
He's good out here because they're on.
He's very lucky.
He didn't hit his legs. He got lucky. Very lucky.
No, he's hurt for a while. He's going to be sore for a couple months.
And look at these idiots. They get back in front of the car. Like, they want to get hit.
These guys.
This is my friend, HB Media. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Happy Monday. Great comment. Yeah, it's bad.
I feel like Joe goes to those things.
No, Joe sponsors it.
So yeah, let's go to this company that I never knew existed. I don't know how. But these fucking guys make model of cars and make them basically like jet skis, like two-seater boats. And they make them like pretty damn good. Like from far away, it looks like the car. And they're copying like Mansory Rolls Royces. That's a Mansory Dawn.
That's cool.
With fake like forged carbon and all that shit. It's fucking crazy.
Is the body of it a boat on the bottom? Or it's
a boat
like this?
Itself. Like the whole thing is a boat.
Oh, okay.
It's all waterproof. It's a boat. It floats. It looks like a real fucking Ferrari.
Wow.
And this is literally in Miami, Florida. Which is perfect
place
for
put it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know how we haven't seen more of this because they've done a lot of them.
It's probably very expensive.
As you can see an SVJ. Crazy.
Does it say have a price anywhere?
No, but I sent it to Mo to try to get him to buy one.
God damn it. If it was like a water thing, he does all the time, he would buy it, but he doesn't have it.
Yeah, where he lives, he has no zero water.
And here's the LaFerrari boat.
Jeez. Bro, it doesn't even look like a boat when you're looking at it.
I know, it's crazy. I'm telling you.
Imagine being ripped and just seeing like 100 yards away a LaFerrari just pull up and land on the beach.
You'll think it fell. I would think it fell. Like a car fell and just floating.
Okay. So.
That's sick.
So it doesn't have the price you said anywhere.
I mean, no, but fuck. That's a lot of work. So I would imagine. Because they make the whole thing out of fiberglass.
Oh, it's a shop. Okay. There we go. 70,000. What? A Bugatti 73,000?
That's cheap.
That's very cheap. What do you mean?
Something's wrong.
It's a boat.
No,
it's a two-seater bullshit boat.
$70,000 for a boat is very cheap. Boats go for like $200,000-$300,000
more.
No. It's not a boat like that, bro. It's a two-seater. It's like a little bit bigger than a jet ski.
Talking about the jet ski.
It's like a little bit bigger than a jet ski. It's not like a boat like that.
But the SF90 look pretty big. I don't know. They're at 16 feet. Look at that.
They messed up on the Bugatti. I don't get it. They made everything else look good. That one looks like ass.
I would probably get the...
But anyways, cheapest one? I don't know why I haven't seen him floating around Miami on Instagram.
I saw a video this morning of it. I thought it was photoshopped.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of a stupid purchase. So I don't know how well it's going to do, but I'm sure they have business. So good for them. It's cool. They're doing something different. It's cool. Right, Moses?
Yeah. Very, very
cool. Would you have a Camry boat?
I'll probably make one out of a van. Be cool.
Yeah, I want to see you on a boat, your hair like all over the place. With
it's
a beer.
It's growing. No, it's getting better.
It's definitely not growing.
Okay, let me tell you something. It hasn't changed a bit. Nothing. The back, you got a little more, but I think it was there. Is it still there, the hair in the back?
You guys don't understand. The hair gets darker. When it's like white or thing, it doesn't show much. But when it gets darker, like closer.
Why is it getting darker?
Because it's growing.
It's not growing.
It's not growing here, though. It's on the top, shit. It's growing in the back.
Ms. Sarkis, would you sell your new car and drive a Camry if you get a full set of hair?
Oof, that's crazy.
Fuck yeah, I will. Yeah,
of
I will.
Course, man.
You wouldn't.
I think will. You will.
I will. Yeah,
full set of hair, that'd be crazy.
Bro, I missed my hair.
When did you start losing it? At 30 or 28?
28.
28. Usually it's 28, 35, well, and 45.
It started from 27, 28. Like,
it started getting light in 28. Yeah. Moses, when did you start losing it? You were bald ever since.
Whatever text he's responding to, the text is this big.
Yeah, it's about his furniture.
It doesn't even fit like on the screen. It's like you have to scroll to see more.
Is it blue?
Oh. Yeah, but you know why Moses got...
The fuck is that?
The one that we're working on. The one outside. The white body.
Okay. Yeah, why did it text you like 10 paragraphs?
You know why Moses is losing hair?
That's where you end the problem.
Quickly?
Berkeley?
What? Yeah, quickly.
Why, the phone just ringing.
Yeah, he hung up.
No, somebody picked up.
Oh, somebody picked up.
No, the reason was Berkeley? His hair quickly because the kids are pulling hair.
We have...
Yeah, kids pull hair all the time. Guy. His kids are pulling his hair?
Giant text message. But anyways, I'm very excited for the RDB Live thing. But
I'm also kind of scared.
Is it going to be like a first and last time? Or is it going
to be? No, every time we're going live.
Yeah, we have to be careful.
Yeah, it's bad.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It will. Plus, we'll have like...
The chat up there.
Oh, also, just so you guys know, we have a sale on the website right now. This week only, we have a big sale. I forgot to even talk about that. But anyways, it's on there, rdbla.com.
Well, we have to have some shirts in stock.
Also, we'll have the link for the shop to in the app as well. So if they want to look at the stuff and shop as well.
It'll just be an easier way to watch our YouTube, talk to us, chat with us, because of service.
And shop.
Talk about your own car. Another thing I want to do on the podcast, let's see if we could do this, if there's enough interest. Basically, we rate your ride. So you send us, you email us, or DM, whatever, your car. And if it's modified, even better, obviously. And we will review it here, all four of us. So,
or it might be, the idea is great, or we can just have them post it on the app and we can all see it and talk about it live with them.
You can make a forum.
You can make a...
Rate my car.
Yeah. Rate my car, and then
maybe we can
pick five or two or whatever, and we can just do it every episode.
It's a possibility.
You know? So we can see it live. We don't have to go through.
Just trying to build something fun for car lovers, you know?
Rate my car is good. Definitely.
Rate my ride.
Rate my ride, yeah.
We'll do that on next episode. We'll rate Sarkis' new ride.
Oh.
It's going to be bad.
It is. I need 5 millimeter.
What?
Spacers.
You fucked up, man.
It wasn't like that. You know how these wordplay goes around here. You know, everybody does wordplay, and Moses is really weird right now.
It's good.
It's good.
All right. Any other topics?
That's it.
Okay. Again,
you guys.
Moses has been coughing for 10 years.
It's not 10 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I met you.
Where do you guys come up with this shit?
He vomits every day. And then he coughs nonstop.
No.
You cough every single day. You've been coughing for... Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a straight year you've been coughing. That's all I can remember right now.
You start coughing...
Bro, this weather is shitty. You don't see like one
really?
Day.
Yeah, after COVID.
Wait, when we all got COVID, we changed a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
After COVID...
I still don't taste food like I used to before. It's not all there.
You smoke a lot of cigarettes now.
Yeah, today you smoked a lot today.
No, 2 cigarettes. I was stressed out. Today was a very hard day. A lot of clients, a lot of potential sales working, trying to make things happen. So you get stressed out. You know, it's a lot of people you got to deal with. And you get a lot of messages throughout the day. You got to just take care of everybody. And it's a little bit stressful.
We have a cool Defender build coming. That's going to be nice.
Yeah, we're doing a wide body Defender.
This guy wrote us a poem. You're dead. You're going to die. The funniest thing in the world.
What do you say?
No, the white body here is customer.
What do you say? Just break, don't word by word, like break it down. What are you talking about? Or actually read it. Fuck it.
Funny. You're dead.
It's funny.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, please read that.
Oh my God, he's really serious. Okay, there we go.
You're dead.
This is, by the way, a customer of ours that we are doing a wide body yours for. Okay, so he's a doctor, actually.
Right? I think he's joking.
He's a doctor?
You're dead.
Okay. Oh, Moses, so skilled and divine. With my years, you promised to align. But weeks have passed and still no sign. of my Lambo so precious, so fine. Your dead your deadlines like dreams fade away. as I ponder where my beast may stray.
What?
In your tender care it was meant to stay, yet it languishes in disarray. Oh, Moses, with your promises grand, leaving me stranded in this barren land. My patience wanes like shifting sand, for my Lamborghini I demand. So here's to you, oh body shop dear, with my years lost, I shed a tear. Next time I'll steer clear, have no fear, for my Lamborghini's fate, I'll steer clear. Jesus.
It was you fucked it up.
No. I think he's good. I like him.
That's great. He has to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Customer, send us poems. You will get a discount on your next build.
Make That's us great. Smile. Make us happy. Be funny.
Mind you guys.
Be positive.
It hasn't taken that long, okay? We had to get the Yuris S kit in stock. And the Yuris S kit is probably the most heavily modified kit for the Yuris's because you need more stuff. And we have to paint this kit and then satin clear bra the kit. So it's a lot of work this Yuris S actually. So we're in the middle of that job too. But yeah, customer wrote a poem to Moses.
It's great, man.
That's one of the coolest things I've seen from a customer. Good shit.
So sick.
And he's a doctor, right?
I think so.
And a poet.
And a fucking poet, for sure. If you listen to this, good shit, man. Props to you. But anyways, are you guys done? Because I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, all right. I think we're at 45 minutes.
Thanks for watching the RD Podcast, and stay tuned.
We're done?